This program on KSJE is supported by San Juan Regional Total Joint Center, offering a specialized total joint team committed to providing quality personalized care for your hip and knee pain. The joint care team is committed to helping you return to an active lifestyle. San Juan Regional Total Joint Center is located at 801 West Maple Street in Farmington. Find out more at 505-609-6846. Minutes past 7 o'clock. It is Wednesday morning on KSJE 90.9 FM and 90.9 HD. This is Public Radio for the Four Corners, a service of San Juan College. Good morning, everyone. I'm Scott Micklin. Thank you for joining me today. My guests on the program this morning from San Juan Regional Medical Center, Sylvia Coleman is here. She is the mammography supervisor. Good morning. Thank you for being here.
Good morning, Scott.
Good to have you here. Also, Troy Furman is joining us this morning, assistant manager for radiology at the San Juan Regional Medical Center. Good morning to you.
And good morning to you, Scott.
Thank you both for coming in. And the reason that you are all here is because some big improvements to mammography and radiology at San Juan Regional Medical Center, and also at your diagnostic center on 30th Street, too, right? So
right.
We're talking about that, and you have an open house coming up next week already.
I know, time flies.
It'll be here before we know it, so we'll talk all about that this morning. And so let's begin a little bit by Troy talking about the improvements that's been made both at the hospital and on 30th Street.
Well, Scott, our main focus today, as I said, is the mammography section, and we'll kind of have Sylvia jump into that here in a second. San Juan Regional has been very proactive in making sure our department, in the 24 years that I've been working around the department, people are always impressed of how much technology has changed, and that San Juan Regional has been very great about improving with the times.
Right.
With this mammography program that we just updated, state-of-the-art imaging at both locations, and we're offering just new focus for the patients to kind of have more control over their care and making it a more personalized and pleasant experience, where most females seem like they, when you look at mammography, it's not something pleasant they want to remember. So
right,
as a procedure, but I'm just glad San Juan Regional has been very proactive and in the community of showing we care about the area, and we want patients to kind of feel like, you know, that they're a part of this community as well. So we've asked for input from them as well. So
very good. Well, Sylvia, let me turn to you and ask you a little bit about these improvements. And I know, I think often it's hard for a man to talk about mammography and some of the complaints that they hear, because they just don't have the same experience when they're dealing with radiology and things like that. And so some of these improvements are really designed around a woman's point of view, are they not?
Yes, I'm really excited personally that San Juan Regional is able to provide digital mammography and in a sensory suite, which is the only sensory suite in the Four Corners area. And that means that when you have your mammogram, the sight, sound, and smell is all involved in the exam. We're trying to give you an environment that's relaxing and soothing, takes your mind kind of off your exam. Each mammography room has a 46-inch monitor that has beautiful images of nature, forests or waterfalls or seaside scenes.
I should let the listeners know that our studio this morning now smells like the beach, and a nice kind of surf smell. You brought in kind of a sample of what we're talking about, of the scent that you can put into that suite for the patient, and they choose it.
Right. The patient has a choice between three different things. Garden, which is a floral scent, seaside, which
that's what we have this morning.
Which is very pleasant. I'm not sure what this.
I wish I'd have brought you a palm tree as well.
That's all right. I appreciate that. But yeah, well, living here in the desert, we don't get to smell seaside very often, so that must be very popular.
That's right. It's and the images are so wonderful. Also, the sounds go along with which environment you would choose. So you may hear birds, or you may hear wind in the aspens, water waves lapping the beaches. It's meant to soothe you and take your mind off the exam. The digital mammography is much quicker, so you will be in compression, but for a shorter amount of time. So it's all comes together just to try to make your experience more pleasing,
right,
and giving you a little control over your environment.
And if the patient is more relaxed, does that usually mean better results?
Definitely. If a patient is relaxed during their exam, you can get better compression. You can get more of the tissue on the image, and the patient holds still. So the radiologists are much happier with the image. It's sharp and clear, and
that's good. And yes. And with the digital mammography, let's talk a little bit about that, because that is an improvement over the old style, which was basically capturing the image on film.
Correct. So digital mammography is much quicker for the patient, because the image comes up on a screen right there during the exam, and it's a quicker exam for the radiologist to look at, because they don't have to wait for us to go into the dark room, develop film, run the film down the hall. This is all transferred through a computer, and digital mammography is more accurate in detecting tumors in dense breast tissue. And only about 5% of the population of women have dense breast tissue, but there is that advantage to them with digital mammography. So we're really pleased to be able to have that now.
Very good. And I would assume that it's also lets you know that if the image is blurry or not acceptable, if you've got to do it again, you know that quicker too.
Right. It's maybe 2 to 3 seconds before we can just look at the image and decide if we would need another picture. So the patient is in and out of the exam room much quicker.
But yet you've made it so nice, they probably don't want to leave after everything is over. Or do they still want to leave?
Well, they probably want to leave. But I think I kind of would like to take my pillow in there and have a little break.
I bet it would be very nice. And that's the whole sensory suite part of this. And that's a new addition as well. And it's at both locations. Is that correct?
Yes. You will have this experience both at our outpatient imaging center and at the hospital.
Okay. Very good. And Troy Furman, let me turn back to you a little bit about what was involved in putting all this new equipment and sensory suites into these two locations. Obviously, we were talking before we came on the air this morning, like any new piece of equipment at the hospital, you've got to be, your people have to be trained on it. It's got to be calibrated and things like that. There's all kinds of things that go along with it before you can just open the doors and start accepting patients.
Yeah, it was a very large team effort. You know, once we look at all these things as a project to do, and our board of directors was very proactive in saying, hey, you know what, this is something we want to do for the community. Board of directors is composed of community members of San Juan County.
Right.
And so when they came together and said, let's do this project, we came in, we looked at the area and drew everything out. Once we got the equipment in, we've asked for the technologist to kind of have a say in it. We don't want those rooms to be... It's kind of like going to anything with medicine. You walk into a room and it's a sterile environment, and that's that uncomfortable portion. Where the sensory suite with Sylvia that she's talked about, you know, she has an iPad. She lets the patients get to pick the scene.
Right.
Say, you know what, I don't need this sterile environment anymore. And so that was a big portion. And then when we go from there, we said, okay, to make sure we're going to give this quality to the community, we make sure that we are an American College of Radiology certified mammo provider. And they come in and they make us follow a very strict guideline, and we follow testing. We have our own physicist that comes in and does calibration of both the equipment. And that's not a cheap option, but we make sure that we follow all the rules. So after we finish our certification here, all of the radiology department will have our individual certifications for nuclear medicine, ultrasound, and they're all stringent tests, if you will.
Sure.
So
and standards, I suppose.
Standardization for everything and making sure that we provide a national coverage, basically, for the body in each of those modalities to say that we are providing quality.
Right. And I imagine that the folks that you are working with, whether it's the government or insurance companies or whatever, they like to know that too.
Well, and that's going to be a big thing. I mean, with the changes to healthcare coming up, they are requiring higher standards for healthcare providers. And they want to know that if you're not providing quality, you know, we don't want to pay you. And so that's kind of an important thing in today. So we wanted to be proactive. We jumped ahead and we started on this a long time ago, saying, you know, and not just for that monetary reason, we wanted to say, you know, why do something if you're not going to put your best foot forward? So that's what we did.
There you go. And it seems to me that there's a whole new focus, not new, that's probably an incorrect term, but recent focus on overall wellness for the patient, and that it's more than just the doctors and the nurses and the other folks that are there and the equipment that you have, but it's really the whole environment. I'm thinking about the wellness garden that's at the hospital and some of these other things that you have, these sensory suites now, that it's not just coming in, getting a mammogram, and leaving. It's making the patient feel comfortable and relaxed so that they get the best possible outcomes of that visit. And that seems to be maybe a bigger attention being made to that than it was maybe 20 years ago.
Yeah, I think that we're trying to pay more attention to personalized medicine, making the patient feel more comfortable, wanting to come back for all types of exams, not just one, but screening mammography is an option. A woman can actually call in and schedule her mammogram herself. She doesn't have to have a doctor tell her it's time. You know, once a year you should have a mammogram. So you can find a day that's convenient for you. Call in, make an appointment. All we ask is that you do have a family physician that would get the results. In case there's a follow-up needed, you'll want a doctor to guide you with the follow-up care.
Right. And the standards for mammograms these days, I mean, you go by certain standards of who should get them every year. And
right. The hospital follows the American Cancer Society recommendations that women have an annual mammogram after the age of 40 and a baseline mammogram. Your first mammogram should be done between 35 and 40 years old. If there's a first-degree relative, meaning mother, sister, daughter, that has breast cancer, you may start your mammograms earlier at age 30. And that, if you have a relative like that, maybe you should have a physician's guidance in recommendations of when you should start your mammograms. Women under 30, we prefer to do breast ultrasound to start with. And then, of course, if something is found, the correct imaging will be recommended for you,
right,
to follow up.
Sure. And of course, always talking about breast self-exams for women and men, and if they find anything, even if they're not 40 yet, obviously it's time to talk to somebody about that.
Right. It's important. There's three things that women can be very proactive in, and that's to do your monthly breast exam yourself and get accustomed to your breast tissue to notice any subtle changes. You should also have a physician's exam. Generally, anytime you feel something different, that would be your first avenue, is to go to your physician for an exam. And then annual mammograms. All those work together to help detect breast cancer early. The earlier you find it, the easier the cure.
Right. Mm-hmm. And there are a lot of great success stories with early detection, and that is kind of the big thing for breast cancer and a lot of other illnesses that we talk about on this program.
Right. The earlier you find it, the less disfiguring. Treatment might be as easy as just a surgical, just removing that tiny area, and you're left with just a very tiny scar, no radiation or chemotherapy may not be needed at all the earlier you find it. So it's a cost effective to find things early.
Exactly. And so that's why these types of exams are so important, and it's great to get this new equipment in that I think would then show your doctors better pictures of what they're looking at and looking for.
Right. Digital imaging it makes it easier for the radiologists to have access to the pictures, and they can also manipulate the digital image easier. They can zoom in or magnify an area of the breast without taking more pictures. They use the image that's taken during the screening exam. And then if something is discovered, you may have to return for more imaging, but generally this cuts back on having people come back for additional imaging.
Very good. And Troy Furman, that sounds like it'd be cheaper than if you don't have to take as many pictures of what you're looking for, if a doctor can see, a radiologist can see what they need to see with just one image.
Well, we look at turnaround time. I mean, how long does that patient need to be in the imaging suite? We'll be able to do a higher throughput for patients. Another thing, image. If, as you said, one less image, two less images, if you consider how many we do in a year. If we don't have film anymore, one less thing, and then the storage of film.
Right.
So there's all those little things that you really do add up that you never think about, because just over, we've currently have a digital image repository where all of our digital images from MRI and CAT scan all go to a nice computer room we have, where before everything was on film and we stored them in folders.
Right.
And storage at any facility is prime real estate, and so when you have departments arguing over who gets what closet to store things in, so the digital age has come a long way, and in medicine it's helped immensely. And with electronic medical records, which is kind of the norm nowadays where people are going, people are able to transfer their personal information, to keep digital records, where if somebody lost that one piece of paper or that one x-ray you had for maybe 2-3 years ago, well, now we have it stored in one area. Your physician may keep a copy of it, and you may have five physicians that want to look at maybe your mammogram that you had done for that day, and it assists immensely in treatment, where there can be consultation.
Sure.
At the same time where everybody's looking at the same image.
Right. And I suppose maybe they want to look at an image from a couple years ago and see if there's any significant changes to something that was noticed back then, and maybe it's just something that's part of the breast tissue, I suppose, right?
Right. Continuity of care, and especially in mammography, is important. It's important to know where you had your last mammogram and when you had it. It really assists the radiologist in detecting subtle changes in the breast tissue if they can look at your prior study. So we actually digitize the mammogram that was done on the film screen in the prior years, so that the radiologist can compare digital image to digital image. And that's a great service, and it benefits the radiologist immensely in detecting subtle changes in the breast.
Right, because that could mean something or it may mean nothing.
Well, certainly, anytime tissue changes, it's a possibility that something is growing there, or you want to find what is causing that change. And so to be able to compare prior studies is really going to help you decide if it's just an aging process or if it's something that looks like it needs to be investigated further.
Very good. My guest this morning from San Juan Regional Medical Center, Sylvia Coleman, is here, and Troy Furman from the radiology department. We'll take a short break. When we come back, we'll talk more with my guest in just a moment here on KSJE. The time is coming up on 7:34.
This program on KSJE is supported by Citizens Trust and Investment Corporation, providing a competent, innovative, and caring team of professionals to serve wealth management, trust administration, employee benefit plans, retirement planning, and estate settlement needs. Find out more about Citizens Trust and Investment Corporation at 505-599-0181. This program on KSJE is supported by San Juan Regional Total Joint Center, offering a specialized total joint team committed to providing quality personalized care for your hip and knee pain. The joint care team is committed to helping you return to an active lifestyle. San Juan Regional Total Joint Center is located at 801 West Maple Street in Farmington. Find out more at 505-609-6846.
7:39, Wednesday morning on KSJE. It's 60 degrees outside our studios this morning here at San Juan College. We are expecting a mostly sunny day today, another hot day as well, the high about 97 degrees. Tonight's low 57. Then maybe a chance of a rain shower or even a thunderstorm on Thursday, the high 95 tomorrow, 92 and partly sunny again by Friday. I'm Scott Micklin, my guest this morning from San Juan Regional Medical Center. Sylvia Coleman is here, mammography supervisor. Good morning. Thanks for being here.
Good morning.
Also joining us this morning is Troy Furman, the assistant manager for the radiology department. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
And we've been talking about the new digital mammography equipment that's now been installed at San Juan Regional Medical Center and on the, at the 30th Street Diagnostic Center.
Oh, yes. And we're excited to offer this to the community. It's a state-of-the-art technology in mammography. And it goes along with the sensory suite that's the only one in the four corners. And that just means that we try to involve all your senses during your mammogram exam and try to relax and soothe you with beautiful nature images along with a soft fragrance in the room and nature sounds that go along with the images.
Very nice. The patient selects, I guess. They can choose what they want to experience, right?
Right. We have three different categories of imaging that the patient can choose from: seasides, gardens, or waterfalls.
Very nice. Very nice. And all this is brand new, and you'll have a open house next week to kind of introduce it to the community and let folks kind of come in and actually see and smell what we're talking about this morning, I suppose.
Yeah, so we're going to have a public wide open house on Wednesday, June 19th, from 5:30 to 7 p.m., and it's going to be at the Outpatient Diagnostic Center. And for some of the people, for location-wise, I mean, if everybody knows where the Farmington Library is on 20th, and
right,
you turn there and go north, you will, once you cross 30th, I mean, it's straight ahead.
If you keep going straight, you cannot miss it, literally.
Yeah. It's at 2300 East 30th Street. It's Building C. So it's in that big medical complex where Pinion Hills Family Practice,
the right,
Orthopedic Group, so that whole area up there. But we're going to have Wines of the San Juan present. We'll be providing desserts and peach lemonade, and then we're going to allow any of the patients to come in, any of the patients like to schedule their mammograms, schedule them on the spot there. We will be providing flowers for those patients, you know, that say,
very,
you know,
good,
so yeah, they can come up and experience this.
Sure.
But we'd like them to do a walkthrough, and since we're offering the same continuity at San Juan Regional, but that they can come up and kind of have a little experience of what we're talking about today.
Right. And as we mentioned during the first part of the program, in case folks are just tuning in now, you know, folks don't necessarily need to have a doctor prescribe a mammogram for them. If they're feeling that they want to schedule one themselves, they could certainly,
right,
do that.
If it's just a screening mammogram and your annual mammogram, no problems. You can call in and schedule a time that's convenient for you. You don't need a doctor's prescription. You do need to furnish us with a doctor's physician's name, your family physician's name, so that they can get the results to follow up with your care if it need be.
Right. And I guess to just kind of keep track of those images, right? I mean, we talk about a baseline image, and you kind of have to start at some point. So if even someone is 40 or or older and they haven't ever had a mammogram, it's not too late to start.
Right. The recommendations are after the age of 40, you should have annual mammograms. And this is, if you have no problems, this is just being proactive about your health care. So if you're 40 or older, you should have that annual mammogram. And you can schedule that yourself. Just have a family physician's name.
Right. And Troy Furman, we talked at the beginning of the program about that this is mostly a female issue, but men also develop breast cancer, and so men can certainly take advantage of this new technology and these new services at the hospital or at the diagnostic center.
Yeah, and that's one of the things that it's kind of a stigma for males. And I'll kind of have Sylvia talk about, how many she's done, but many times, and it starts in high school, we do health screening to educate young men for male health issues, and the same with the females. And breast self-examination was one of the big things for the females. That's not something you teach boys in high school or adult men, and it's kind of a stigma that as a man, I feel difficult coming into an area that does mammogram because worldwide that's primarily a female procedure.
Right.
But a lot of times how it's caught is that it's that one of those things that either your physician catches or maybe a male may have this lump that he doesn't know what it is. Very important you get in to have it examined. And as Sylvia said, the sooner the better when you catch something like this. So, but Sylvia, how many is it that you do a year?
So I generally see about one male patient a month at the hospital. And a lot of them come in because they have unusual tenderness or they do feel a lump. And the men usually see their doctor first. And then the standard to check men for breast cancer is also a mammogram. So many think that they're not going to have this exam. The doctor can just figure out what's going on. But the recommendation is that they come have a mammogram, see what's going on in that breast tissue. Men do have breast tissue, and generally it just doesn't develop or grow. But in certain cases, you will feel that lump, and we need to figure out why, what's causing that.
Right. And so the digital mammogram is a great first start, I guess, after the doctor has said.
Right. Digital is perfect for men's breast tissue type. So that's a great choice. And once you're there, if there's something that's seen and you need more imaging, we have qualified people to do breast ultrasound and continue on to whatever we need to discover a diagnosis for that patient.
Very good. So might I suggest for the sensory suite, maybe some smells of fresh-cut grass or maybe some pictures of ballparks or something? Is that maybe version 2.0 or something, Troy, that you can
really
work on?
Great.
I think so. Maybe a pizza.
Maybe a pizza. Smell of a pizza. That might work for your male patients or your female patients.
You never know.
That's right. That's very true. Now, we've been mentioning ultrasounds as well, and that's another kind of tool that you have to investigate kind of what's going on in this tissue, because, again, not every procedure, I guess, works in every situation. Breasts are different. Human bodies are different.
Correct. Breast ultrasound is a complement to mammography. You would certainly want to start with a mammogram and then add different technology to discover what's going on.
And that's all the doctors call, isn't it?
Usually? It is. It is. And the radiologists have a lot of input on this because it's on their shoulders to diagnose something, and so we need to give them the images that best show what's going on. So they prefer that the mammogram is the first avenue and then recommend an ultrasound or maybe even a breast MRI if it's a difficult case.
Right. And each tool is kind of used by the radiologist to get kind of a different picture of what he or she is looking for or looking at or whatever is a reason for concern. And so they have those tools at their disposal, and you offer them at San Juan Regional Medical Center to be able to answer these questions pretty quickly.
Right. Each technology has its own specialty to say. They show different things but complement each other. So an ultrasound will show tissue type, maybe easier if there's fluid, a cyst. That really pops out on an ultrasound. Whereas in a mammogram, you might see an area, but you don't know if it's fluid or if it's a solid. So ultrasound can help in that diagnosis.
Got it. Very good. Mm-hmm. And again, all your folks are certified and trained for all these different technologies that we're talking about. And so when the radiologist says, no, I need one of these and not one of those, you can get them set up, right?
Well, and that's one of the big things that San Juan Regional is very proactive in. We want qualified individuals to run the equipment and take care of these patients. And with, as we talked about, certification with the American College of Radiology, their requirements are that you do have trained individuals. And so Sylvia, being one of our rock stars in mammography, she's certified in by the ACR for doing mammographic procedures, as well as ACR certified for breast ultrasound. And that's a specialty in itself. In our routine ultrasound department, we have ultrasound technologists that perform carotid studies and the pelvic ultrasounds and obstetrical ultrasounds that they're certified as well, MRI, CT, and they're all certain specific testings that we have to do for them to be certified in. So we have very qualified individuals in each of those modalities. So it's we have a great department.
Very good. And Sylvia, I guess that is it's probably an ongoing process. You're certified, and then after maybe a year or two or three, it rolls
right,
around again,
right.
Does it not?
Each person, every certification, you have to continue to have education in that area. So depending on which certification it is, either 2 or 3 years, you have to have so many hours of continuing education. And if you let that lapse, then you get to have another test to prove that you are qualified in that area. And I think the testing causes the technologist to be anxious, and I would like to have a sensory suite to take my test in.
That's what you need to do. That's right. That sounds like a great idea. I don't know if they'll go for that, but you never know. And it seems to me that with all these advances in medical technology and the equipment that is now available even here in San Juan County, and we kind of still consider ourselves a rural part of New Mexico, even though we are growing, but it seems to me that there's a lot more technology and medical care available that maybe wasn't, you know, 5-10 years ago. And if somebody had a relative maybe who had breast cancer or had issues or problems, I mean, it's a whole different world today because of this technology, wouldn't you say?
It's huge. I mean, well,
as what you can detect here is what you couldn't detect before, maybe?
Right. I mean, just the MRI back 15 years ago. I mean, we've gone through changes. This is the fourth scanner. In the 24 years I've been there, I mean, with mammography, we've added all these additional subcategories to say, you know what, this can assist with this procedure in diagnosing a patient, where this only used to be offered at maybe the Mayo. Nowadays, San Juan Regional is so state-of-the-art. We have people come from other organizations, General Electric, which a lot of our equipment is, GE Medical. Mm-hmm. They use us kind of as a site area that they will bring people up to look at, and our mammography is one of those. Being with the sensory suite, they want to bring people in and say, this is, you know, how a good mammography department is with our equipment, and they want to show that off. So that's kind of a neat thing, and with San Juan Regional being, you know, recommended as, you know, one of the top beautiful hospitals in the country, and you know, it's another star on our arm. So,
well, it goes back to that whole wellness picture for the patient, I would imagine. You know, it's really a place for healing, and that's what it's all about. Real quick, we only have a couple minutes remaining this morning, so we want to remind folks about your open house next Wednesday.
Yes, so please, if you guys are free out there, Wednesday, June 19th, from 5:30 p.m. to 7 p.m., the Outpatient Diagnostic Center. It's going to be 2300 East 30th Street, Building C. It's right next to Pinion Hills Family Practice, at the end of Farmington Avenue on the north side. But we will have Wines of the San Juan, desserts. We want to show the public all this new wonderful equipment and let you kind of experience it for yourself.
Very good. And kind of see these sensory suites that we'll be talking about. Because I imagine you really have to experience it. You really can't, hard to describe.
It is hard to describe. And I would be so excited to have anybody come out and just walk through this before you have an exam. It's you'll be amazed at the imaging and the fragrance. It's pretty a neat place. And come out and take a look, and you'll even be more relaxed if you've seen it before you have to come on in for an exam.
Great advice.
And we'll be happy to show, you know, the rest of the building,
sure,
what we offer there, from the digital x-ray rooms to the CAT scan, and let the public see.
A lot of things that are available, that's for sure.
Yes.
Great. Very good. Thank you both for coming in this morning.
Thank you, Scott.
Great to visit with you. Troy Furman and Sylvia Coleman, my guests here from San Juan Regional Medical Center on KSJE. And I'll be back with more in just a moment this morning. The time is 7:54.
This program on KSJE is supported by Citizens Trust and Investment Corporation, providing a competent, innovative, and caring team of professionals to serve wealth management, trust administration, employee benefit plans, retirement planning, and estate settlement needs. Find out more about Citizens Trust and Investment Corporation at 505-599-0181.